Parshas Kiseitzei, Tov Shinayin Hei. The Torah, Akdoisho, tells us tremendous Yisoidos, even though it doesn't sometimes speak it out, the Galui revealed, but there's many, many Yisoidos that lived beneath the Psukim. And now we're trying to get into the proper mood of Elul. Think to myself, 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, get the focus to try to get in the right frame of mind. Chodesh Elul, Yom Adin. It's the topic of Pella. We spoke a little bit last week, Tuesday. You know, some people don't like to talk about it because, you know, it's enough the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, how we're so busy with it. But Shetorach be'erev Shabbos Yoichol b'Shabbos, and that's clear that Mishal Eloi Torach lo Yoichol, the same thing in anything we spoke about, that a person doesn't make hachonis. If you don't prepare, if you don't get in the right framework, the mind, the mindset, if your mind's all over the place, and even if you have ADD or ABCD or ACLSM, whatever you have, but at the end of the day, if for whatever reason you're not focused, so take a pill. Because this is the time to get focused. Any time of the year to get focused, and it's not just time, okay, Rabbi, take it easy on us, we're in the 20s, 2015, don't give us any of those Elul schmoozing. We're not up for that. We want, howdy doody schmoozing. But Elul is not about that, Rabbi Yisrael, because Yom Adin is Yom HaGolos HaNoira. Everything is judged. Every single thing, Rabbi Yisrael. Everything that happened this year. We know all the tragedies, the terrible things. And some people had great things also happened to them this year. All was Nidoin and Rosh Hashanah, Tovshin, Ayin Dalit, Tovshin, Ayin Hey, the beginning of the year. Every single thing, mi bezeh or mi bezeh, every doubt to the last prat. And if a person goes into Rosh Hashanah with the right feelings, he goes in the right, going in with the right mindset, and he prepares himself properly, that's why Hashem gave Chodesh Elul. So you come into Rosh Hashanah well prepared, come to the court case. I can imagine the guy's having a court case, and like we said, the guy has a court case on the smallest little thing. He's preparing days, how he's going to answer. He's getting a toyin rabbani. He's hiring, his wife is suing him in court. He's getting a toyin rabbani. He's getting the best in the business. Because he has to be able to answer. And if he has his own court case, he's thinking of all the different tainas he can taina, how he can get out, tell the judge. He can't wait, he's going to tell the judge a whole shtickle Torah. And what is it for a $10 parking ticket? He's thinking of days and weeks. He can't get him out of he can't get him out of the restroom. 2 hours there, he has a whole cheshbon, how he's going to answer the judge. He'll answer the judge. He'll be able to come up with tainas. And that's for, like we said, the $10 parking ticket. Or he went and passed the red light. And here, everything's been judged. Where's our mindset, Rabbi Yisrael? So I want to work, and we spoke a few years ago, we spoke about a certain Yisoid, which I want to work on, which I feel is a Gevaldik Gezach, which gets us in the mood a little bit, and it gives us a certain type of approach to the whole Yisoid of Rosh Hashanah. And it's something that's a double posture that we speak about it in many different occasions, but Lemaisa, to clarify it and to zoom in and zone in on this inyan, the Gabi Rosh Hashanah. So there's two parashas, Be'etzim Kiseitze, we want to bring out this point, where it comes out so stark. The first parasha, the Chazal tell us, the Torah talks about the different people, different nations that are not allowed to come besoich Klal Yisrael. The Hainu, Afilo, if they make a geiris, they go to the Rabbanim, a proper geiris, not one of these, you know, conservative, reform, you want to be Jewish? Yes. Why? I like chopped liver. Okay, you're Jewish. I like matzah balls. Perfect. You're a perfect Jew. Get one of those scarves, put a beanie on your head, and eat your matzah balls. So you're all set. You're pronounced Jewish. You're a Jew. That's it. We're talking about a real conversion. A guy goes through a real conversion. But if he comes with certain nations, Chazal say, he can't be a part of Klal Yisrael. Lo yovo imamze b'kal Hashem. Imamze can't come in b'kal Hashem forever. The other nations that could come after three doiris, it's Mitzri, but lo yovoi amoini umoy avi b'kal Hashem. Amoini umoyev can never come b'kal Hashem, kam dor asiri lo yovo le b'kal Hashem ad oilom. The nation of Amoini umoyev, he could be mamish at tzadik yisoid oilom, with beautiful payas coming out of his sides, mamish, he can lock himself up with those payas, they're so long, he could tie himself up. He has such longer payas with a chassidish shahat and everything. But if he comes from Amun and Moyav, he could dive in the longer Shemona Esrek, or Yovah Bekal Hashem. Okay? So we would think that, okay, there must be a terrible nation. You know, all other nations, even the Mitzri, Shemona Letzlan, the Mitzri, and what they did to us, they can come after three generations. But Amun and Moyav, I feel Acha Esed Doris never could come. The guys from Amun, what's your status? I'm an Amoini. Too bad, sir. You can't join our nation. Sorry. Try Buddhism. No, there's no doors not open over here. Okay. So yes, Lamaisa, can you just give me an explanation? Like, what did we do so bad? Did we, like, put your babies into the walls like the Egyptians? Like, did we, like, put them in instead of them with the blocks? No, you didn't do any of that. Well, did we do like the Holocaust on you guys? No Holocaust. Well, maybe the Inquisition, Spanish. No, you guys don't have nothing over that. What's the problem? Says the Halakha Bible. Al Devar Shaitmu Eschem Balechem Uvamayim. The terrible, 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 terrible thing you did. We were going on the way. And you didn't come out and offer us any bread and water. Never! You can never come into us. Because you didn't give us bread and water. Huh? That's it? That's all? Come on, let's go over this again. Spanish? No. How? No. Okay. Ku Klux Klan? No. Fires? You didn't come out with us. We needed some bread and water. Here, have some water. Have a couple of... Here. You didn't do this. You held back that water from us. Never. Not one of you is going to come ever. Come on. What's going on over here? That, not only that, Rabbi said. Because that, the Pasuk says another thing. They did, which is taka very, very bad. Vasher socha alecha es bilim ben bo'or. I'm in a moyav hired Bilam ben Beor mitzor Aram Narayim lekal aleka to curse you. You want to get Bilam to curse you, so that was also a terrible thing. So the first question is, first of all, what's going on over here? I said, Mom, it's Chinese noodles. Well, that's the problem. The Germans, we could take. You know, here he is, Hans Freudlich, the Ger. Rabbi Hans Freundlich with the blonde hair, Aryan, blue eyes, and blonde, beautiful guy. He learns at Or Sameach! And here he is from Spain, Juan. He's learning at Eish HaTorah, Rabbi Juan Lopez. He gives the first year Gemara Shia, Juan, in Spanish. They're coming out with the Spanish art scroll. He gives Shia with the notes on the bottom. Spanish, Juan, come on down. Magid Shia in Eish HaTorah. And here's Hans Freundlich. Beautiful, strong German, blonde hair. Come on, Hans. You give Shia Beis in Osameach. Hans, could you tell us about your history? Yeah. My grandfather was named Adolf, his first name was. You know his last name. Okay, Hans, we love you. You're a Jew. Okay, very nice. Let's go to Eish HaTorah, down to Eish HaTorah. Juan, what's doing? Spanish, you can't even speak English. Okay, Juan, good job. All the Spanish Bochum are enjoying your Spanish omelets. Gewaldig. We have a Gewaldig staff. Juan in Eish HaTorah. And Hans and Fred, they're all Gewaldig. Hans, whatever his name is, from Ammon and Moab. Here he is. He wants to come into Teferis Chaim. They accept everybody. Here he comes. No. No tiki, no washi. No bread and water. You ain't coming. Hans killed out 6 million. Come on down, Hans. You? Bob? Take a walk. You didn't give me no water. You're not becoming a Jew. Come on, the place says Pella. But even so, let's say that there was something wrong over there. But Lemaise, if we're looking in the levels of atrocities or things that they did bad, the Chor was much worse that they hired out Bilam to curse us. Right? The Chor, if you're going, let's go in order. What was worse? They didn't give us water and bread. It's not Taka Beard, so we went hungry for a few days. And here they go and hide out Bilam to go curse them, to go mamish put a claw on them forever. That gets mentioned second. That's in the back front. Put it on the back burner. It's much, much worse. That May Aiden, where's the Niviot water? Where's that angel bread? That's what we're all worried about. That's much worse. They cursed us. Benois Moyav, all the terrible things of Bilam. Okay, that's pretty bad. But you know what's worse? No angel bread for you. That's the worst thing you could ever have done. You go, you know, a Jew, you actually eat this bagel in the morning. No bagels! Four Corners or whatever, the other place, bagel nods, whatever you like better. No bagels! What's a Jew without a bagel? Now we understand. The Jew didn't get his bagel as much as possible. Okay, we're finished for today. Kli Hatzuma. Secondly, Lemaisa, when we know the story about Balak, he hired out Bilam. What did he do it for? He hired him out because Balak was very, very worried that they were coming on their nation. The atrocity wasn't so bad. I mean, it's not like they did something like against us, Dafka. They were trying to protect this nation. So what was Devar? That's the first shtickle, Rabbi Yisrael. The second shtickle is the beginning of the parasha. I hope we'll get back to it. We have time. What time is Nate's tomorrow? Anyway, he went over there, guy said, anyway. Kiseisi l'milchama l'ivecha. The pasuk starts off, Kiseisi l'milchama l'ivecha. When you go out to war against your enemy, you go out to battle against your enemy. So the pasuk says that at the end of the day, you're going to be victorious. When you go out to battle, the Yetzirah also, when you're proactive against the Yetzirah, you have Gvaldik Siyat Shema. That's the Sfarim Akdoshim. It's all speak about. That's Nami Yisoy. You've got to go out. You got to be proactive against the edge. You can't wait back in your bed. Oh, I really hope that I'll be successful in my learning today. And you turn over on your pillow. You got to be proactive. You stay on the pillow, it's not going to happen. I don't know how. There's nothing written on that pillow. You've still been trying for the last 10 years. Nothing's coming out of that pillow except feathers. But no turtle is coming out of the pillow. You got to get out of the bed. Anyway, but if you make proactive, in the Son of Hashem, the Pasuk says now that you're going to go out to battle, and the heart of the battle, you're going to see a very pretty woman. So the Torah says, this lady could be a Goya. And the Torah says, you know what we're doing? We're going to mata her. She's mutter to you. What? What's going on over here? Yeah, she's mutter. Why? Because we know that a person in battle, his emotions are running wild. It's very difficult for a person. It's muta. You could take her, marry her, go and have chuppah, and live happily ever after. We would have thought. But the happily ever after never happens. Because the Torah tells us that after taking this woman in, so the Parsha Smucha says that you're going to have from this lady a ben soirer umoire, a rebellious kid. He's not going to listen to his parents. He's very rebellious. So the obvious question is right away off the bat, what's going on over here? Is this a game? And the Torah tells me, okay, we know we're really conscious of a person, a human being. He has emotions. He's in battle. He's not in the base medrash. He has his Kalashnikov aimed, and he's looking through the thing and pops into the people, not the enemy, pops in a woman. There's a taiva. Okay, we understand. Mutaloch. But you should know you're going to have terrible children. So what are you doing? Or is it what's going on here? What do you want from the guy? Your mother shall. If the guy has emotions and all that stuff, so what do you want from him? What are we asking from him? What should he have done now to prevent that he should continue in this process of taking this lady? That is the kasha that we're going to ask. So the yisoid to answer both these kashas, which we don't have so much time to be admiring, but to answer these kashas, the yisoid of Isa is a very, very deep yisoid. But the Ramban speaks out in this parsha, and the Ramban is mazba, why Amun Amoy can never come into Klal Yisrael forever. And the Amun Amoy says, the Ramban says something so fascinating, which Lamaisa is such a lesson in how the Torah looks on Midos, how so important Midos are, and how Torah looks upon a person. His essence is what's going on bifnim, and how that's so important, you know, not just what's on the outside, but what's in. And he says like this, Dr. Ramban, Vanir Eilad, what appears to me, he brings other mafarshim, ki hirchik, akosav hirchik, shneho achama eilad, these brothers, Amun Amoyev, shahoyog mulei chesed me'avram, that they were people that had received benefit from Abraham. As we know, where did Amun Amoyin come from? Anybody know the history? Anybody know the genealogy? I don't know, it come from Lot. And Lot had saved their grandpapa of Amun Amoyin. Avram had saved Lot. Everybody knows the story. Lot was taken captive. Avram gave up everything. He left the base medrash. And he went with Eliezer and the famous battle. And he went ahead and saved Lot. He risked his life to save Lot. And because of that, these two nations were alive today. Shehitzel Aviyah v'imam min acher v'ashvi uv'shusar shocham Hashem mitoch afeicha. And also he was saved from being swallowed up and burnt up to crisp by the ma'isa with stone. V'hoyu chayovim la'asos toiv in Yisrael. Zok the Ramban. They were responsible. They should have known. Unbelievable responsibility. But they should have known that their whole existence today in this world is only b'schus Avram saving their grandfather. And therefore, their responsibility, their deep responsibility was payback time. Klal Yisrael is going through the desert. They're not asking to have you, they're not allowed to go take over your land. Those are two lands they're not allowed to take over. But basic decency. They need to be survived. They need to be upheld. They're very weak. They're tired. They have no food. You should have realized and taken responsibility on Ban. That's payback time. It's payback time. And since you didn't realize that, and since you didn't think about that, and since you just blushed it over, you're never, ever going to come to be part of Klal Yisrael. Because the yisoid of a Jew, the yisoid of a Yid, is the ability to pay back, to give thank you, to say thank you, to be one that knows how to show what we call hakaras hatoiv, recognition of the toiv that's done to you, and be able to pay it back. And if you didn't do that, in the moment when you needed to do that, there's a big flaw, a tremendous flaw in your essence, in your character traits, in your being. And because of that, never, ever, ever, Juan and all these guys, Magid Shiurim, Gevaldik, but you never, because you can never, ever, be somebody who has shayach to what Klai Yisrael is supposed to be, and that is, we're called Yehudim. Our essence is Yehudi. The Ramban, Soif Pashas Boy, says the tachlis of the whole creation, especially of the Yidden, was that we should be able to go into the shul and see all the nisim that Hashem does with us, all the tremendous miracles. Hey man, what a miracle I had today. A guy comes to me and says, I'm telling you, God spoke to me today. Not with his mouth. I'm telling you, I went out in the street. I was missing this. All of a sudden, a guy came by, and out of nowhere, some Schwarzer, and he gave me the thing in my hand. I want a Chiquita banana. There it was, a Schwarzer. He gave me a Chiquita banana. We got out of nowhere. I was in some desert in Arizona, and there was a Schwarzer. A miracle. Okay. What do you have to say for you? It says the Ramban, the tiles of all these Nisim Gluyin. The guys speak, wow, what a shkoh. The Nisim Gluyin of the Ramban is that we should be moida, that everything is Nisim, that everything Hashem does to us is Nisim. And everything we should go into the base measures, we go into the shul, we should go somewhere and call and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu and tell him that we're your creations. That's the tachlis of creation. I got, yes, okay, let's go around the round table. What are you doing in this world? Well, I'm eating garinim shchorim. That's why I came down to this world. 2 pounds I eat on Shabbos. I know how to spit it out with no hands. And I chew it and spit it out with no hands. I take 17 in my mouth. No hands, Mom. Garinim shchorim. What are you talking? What do you come down to this world for? Dr. Ramban, to go into the shul and tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're your creations, thank you for creating us. That's the whole purpose of creation. And that's what we're doing, that's what, especially Yidin, that's what Mitzvah is, we're called Yehudi. Why are we called Yehudi? Al-Lashon Hoidah. Yehuda was called Al-Pam Oides Hashem, said Leah, now I will thank Hashem, Al-Ken Karishma Yehudi. He's called Yehudi because it's Mitzvah of thank you, of realizing that we're indebted and we understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that's doing everything for. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. That's what he created us for. To understand that thing, and that's it. And then we've accomplished our tachlis. And the greater and the higher levels that we do that. But that's the Mitzvah of Hosea. So if you have a nation that's tachlis flawed in this area, they can't come in. And I want to tie in, it could be that's the second thing. Because the emphasis was, like we said before, the Lamaisa, they had to protect themselves. Bala called Bilam because he wanted to protect them. They were under attack. He thought Klal Yisrael was coming on them. But Lekalaleka, you hired Bilam, Lekalaleka. What's Lekalaleka? He could have just said, you know what? Klal Yisrael should not attack you. Usually, he could have just said, let's get Bilam to come along and say, you know what? Protect Balak. He should make a bracha, whatever it is, for Balak's nation, and he should protect it. Let's put an iron dome, should come around, give some type of bracha, and nothing should attack. Nothing should befall this nation of Balak. Why is he Mekala? Because he doesn't only want it good, that Balak should have it good. He wants Klal Yisrael to have it bad. Meaning that the Torah understood that this Midah of Amon and Moyen that went so far that they not only can't pay back, but they mishalim ro tachas toiva. They pay back bad with good with bad. That's a higher level. The Hainu, that's the thing that they didn't come out with lech ha'mayim, they let Klai Yisrael starve. That was that midah of iakaras ha'toiv, which led to a much higher madrega of lekalaleka. That let Klai Yisrael also not have it good. Not only that we should have it good and we should be protected from Klai Yisrael, let Klai Yisrael not have it good. I don't want Yenim to have it good. Even if I have it good or if I don't have it good, I also don't want Yenim. I don't want the other guy to have it. That's a high madrega. But it all stems from that midah. So maybe the order, the sequence is beautiful now. Because it starts with that Yisoid. They didn't precede you, they didn't come out for you, they didn't pay the respects, they didn't pay back, they didn't have the portion of decency of Hakaras HaToiv to pay back. And maybe we could say even they paid back bear because they let us starve. You should at least... But that led to a higher level. Now once we're not going to pay back, we're not only going to not pay back, but we're going to continue with this midah raw of iyakaras ha'tov, not recognizing the good, of totally looking at somebody who gave you so much and just staring them down and just look, I'm going to go back and not only do, we're going to do harm to them, we're going to make it that they shouldn't have good either. So one brings about the other. That's why the sequence is that order. And that's why the first one is worse, because that one led, that one brought, that answers our kasha, the fear of the Ramban. I mean, the Ramban, that's it, this is my own type. And this is the Hezbollah verse I want to say. Ki seitei l'milchamo aleivecha, unisono Hashem alekecha biyotecha. The Meshechach affect the kasha. Why is the Pasuk saying unisono Hashem alekecha biyotecha? What do I need to know unisono Hashem alekecha? The Torah here is coming, the first parasha of the Torah, this is parasha, to tell us the heck of Yifas Torah. Who cares if you're victorious in war or you're not victorious in war? That's not the thing. The point of the story, the point of the parasha is, they're going out to war, your emotions are high, so let's say it's a stalemate. You're also going to take captives, they'll take captives. So what is this parasha totally even the son of Hashem of the Kech B'Yadah? That's the Meshech Chochmah Eyas. He gives the Teretz, he gives that the whole Hetter is only if you win, because if you don't win, you have to trade the captives, you can't keep the captives, you chiddush din la'alocha. I want to say a gevaldik yisoid. And this is yisoid reboisai. For Chodesh Elul and the whole year, the Chodesh Avovah says a big yisoid reboisai. And that is reboisai, we're used to, all of the Rebbeim, not Rebbeim, we're used to shmuzin, we're used to talks, of how to deal with the Yetzer, fight the Yetzer Hara, by looking at the negativity and the downside of Aveira, of Gehenim, oh, we can't use that word, this, you know, like we always say, this, these times, you can't say that word, Chas V'Shom, the Rebbe could be mitzvah, by a Bezdin, or in court, you're scaring my child, it is not permitted to do such things, to say things, talk about those things, it's very scary, my son woke up in the middle of the night, his bed was all wet, it's your fault, because you scared him, you're not allowed to do that. The mother's on the phone talking to the principal. How dare you harsh your Rebbe? He once mentioned about H-E-L-L. He can't do it. In the background, she's saying, could you shut that down? He's watching a movie or a cartoon to a guy blowing the brains off another kid. You should never scare my... Shut that off! Yagi, make it lower! Rip his head off! 1 second. You can't scare my child again! What is that old? What is that blood running out from that guy's head? Oh, Mom, I scored 60 points. I blew off his nose. Don't scare my child with that stuff. Only this is mutter. But anyway, so that's when the negativity of Aveira, it's very, sometimes it's taco hard for a person. The Chavos of Hosea is a big yisoy. You know how you deal with Aveira, Baisai? If you have somebody that you love, your mom is really like him. He's such a good guy, like your Rebbe, right? Oh, I don't know about that. Anyway, but you like it. You're a good friend. You have a good friend, Rabbi said. And Lamai said, at the end of the day, you know, you're his roommate, but you love him. He does so much for you. He prepares your nagel vase at night. You come at night, you find by your bed always a nice meal. So when you come at night, right, you know, you come in at night, late at night, after you were learning so late. I don't know what you were learning, but you were learning so late. So anyway, so Lamai said, so he's sleeping. Are you going to have the audacity to wake him up? Say, wow, what do you think? You say, you're looking at, wow, this guy, I'm not going to make noise. I'm not going to wake him up. Why? Because so, you know, this guy, I just love him. He's my buddy. You know, he every time I come in the room, he has a sandwich waiting for me. He'll give up his bed for me. He'll sleep in the tub for me. Right? 2 nights ago, he knew I wasn't here. He went right into the tub. He was sleeping there with a pillow and a blanket. And he gave up his bed for me. I'm going to tiptoe in the room. I'm going to make sure not a noise. Guy loves his wife so much. His mom is, Hashem, she's so, you know, he's so careful. He doesn't want to say something. Maybe I can't even say one thing. I don't want to hurt my wife. If a guy gets into that appreciation of himself, of all the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does to him, that HaKadosh HaTov, everybody said, the Chavos of Lvov says that if that's a way to work, I'm not doing a favor. You don't have to think about it. Say, the pshat is, I don't want to do something wrong, because how can I, Ribbono Shel Olam? How can I want to hurt the Ribbono Shel Olam? How can I want to do something against his will? You know what he does for me? I have life. I have health. I got my mama. I got my tata. I got my kid. I got this. I got that. So much. Look what I have. How could I even think? Ulai, that's the pshat in this week's parasha. Ki seiti l'mechamo l'ivecha. Unusonoi Hashem alekecha b'yodecha. Do you know what the taina on this guy is with the Ben Seiru Moira? You know why he's having a Ben Seiru Moira? You know what the taina is? Where's your focus, sir? Where's your focus? What happened over here? You went out to war. There were bullets. You had a mom just dodge bullets left and right. You walked out of that war victorious. Okay, your emotions running high, but it's after the war now. Where's your focus? What's your mind on? Your mind on your own personal gratification right now? Or your mind's on the son of Hashem, your mind's on, I'm alive, because God made a victory for me. Oh, that's what's on my mind. So that's what the Torah is tied is. You're right, we understand you have a taiva, you went after your own. But if you, the right machshava should have been, where should you have been, your mindset? On the son of Hashem. Wow, I walked out unscathed. I walked out, I'm alive. You didn't. You focused on your own individual, what you want. What's the mida connected mida? You're going to have a son. Oh, what's this son going to cause you? He's not listening to you. Why is he not listening to you? Zoyla over soyvel, self-gratification. Yeah. The chinuch says the whole mitzvah of kibud av aim is based on one yesoid. Hakoras hatoyv. So it's more beautiful, Rabbi said. You went to war. You're right, you had a taiva. And it was a difficult taiva. But Kodesh Baruch Hu has a taina on you. Or he has it yet. Where's your focus? You're thinking about God a little bit? You're thinking about God, what he did for you? You're thinking about the greatness of that you're alive, you're well, you're breathing, you have what you, everything you have in life, he's giving to you. You're thinking of that for a second? I have a taiva. It's a little difficult. But this is not the time for this now. Now to celebrate with God that I made it out alive. You didn't do that. You focused on yourself. What's the result? You're going to have a son who's exactly like Dad. He's focusing on his beer, on his drinks, on Zoyel V'Soyvei, V'Einenu Shomea B'Kol Ovev V'Kol Im. He's not listening to nothing. Mida K'Neged Mida. Mida K'neged Mida. Rabbeisai, Elul Rosh Hashanah is about one thing. The Gemara says Rosh Hashanah is Tezanam ending. There's certain schools you can get on Rosh Hashanah. You don't have your own schusim. One of the schools, the Gemara says, Dash the Pasim Yipashis Kisete, earlier, Ekev, Reish Hashanah. Kol Shana Shinasa Rosh B'Trilos. So you make yourself Rosh at the beginning of the year. You want to have a good year, the Purim gives an eskula. You didn't do it, you didn't prepare properly. There's a school that had to go into Rosh Hashanah. What do? You make yourself into a rush, like a poor person. Rashi says you make yourself like an Ani Hamavakish Mepesach. So the Granat is a tremendous yisoid. People make a terrible mistake when they come into Rosh Hashanah. They think, okay, I'm going to Rosh Hashanah, I have two cars, Mercedes, Lamborghini, boom, boom. You know, this year I have two. I'm going to ask Kodesh Baruch Hu for a third car. I want the newest, you know, whatever it is. I want the newest Lamborghini, the better Lamborghini. But I have the other two. My kid will get one. My daughter will get the other. Whoever will get it. That's what I want. There's no chazakas. When you go into the new year, you got to go in on a fresh scale. Kilo, I have nothing. That everything that I had till now was only because the Kodesh Baruch gave it to me, and that it'll continue next week. It's only because the Kodesh Baruch is going to say that's going to continue. I basically have nothing. And if you go in that way, Kodesh Baruch says, oh, you recognize everything that you have now is coming from me. Then I'll give you more. Because that's all that Kodesh Baruch wants. The Chinuch says that Birkas HaMazon, recognizing Hashem through any mice of Kodesh HaToiv, is the best segula to get more, to have success. You know why? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to give. He's the Almighty. He loves you. Avinu Malkeinu, everybody says, what's Avinu Malkeinu? He's our Father and He has Malkeinu. He has all to give. So what's the pshat? Zok Techenuch, Hashem wants to give and give and give. But He wants one understand. Recognize that it comes from Him. So Zok Techenuch, when you bench, and you recognize the concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's an unbelievable school for Hashem, because Hashem says, oh, that's all I'm doing. And so that's the same you saw it. If you come into Rosh Hashanah and say, I recognize that everything I have is for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that guarantees, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, I'll give this guy another year, another chance. But it can't come, oh man, I recognize, and you go out, and you have to deeply recognize, to work on that, Rabbi said. So this is the time of year, Rabbi said, if we want to work on something as our approach to El, approach to Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi said, I'm giving you an Avodah. Let's work on a curse at Torah, Rabbi said. But real curse, not so thanks. Oh boy, like you tell the guy at the you're going to the toll booth guy, so you shouldn't commit suicide. You say thank you. Everybody told you, tell him thank you. Or else he'll commit suicide, the highest suicide rate. So you say thank you to that Shfarza, so he shouldn't jump, he shouldn't strangle himself in the toll booth. See him hanging there by the easy path thing. It wasn't such an easy path. Anyway, but the Maisa, Sofer Shaldava, you say, not that stupid, but real deep, Akora Satoy, real deep gratitude. Because the Medrash says, if you koifa p'teivasa shachaveirai, Sofer Lishpo p'teivasa shachaveirai baruchu. Paro said, who is this guy, Yosef? I don't remember such a guy, Yosef. I forgot about him. Yosef sustained the whole nation. He said at the end of the Pasha, Miyashem. If you don't know how to show deep gratitude to your friend, you don't know how to be a real gratitude person, to show gratitude to your friend, to your parents. Everybody said, if you think at this time, that time, but you wouldn't be here without them, says the Chinuch. You wouldn't be around. And the Chinuch says, that's when most people have problems with God, is they have problems, they can't show gratitude to their parents because they won't be here. Just learn how to show gratitude, real gratitude, thanks for what you get, everybody said. And then you come to the Almighty, who everything is from Him. I say, thank you, Hashem. Thank you for this year. Thank you for what you've given me. Baruch Hashem, I have my family. Baruch Hashem, I was in finance. It was a little bit difficult, but Baruch Hashem, everything that I have came from you, Baruch Hashem. And I appreciate it. And I realize it. And I recognize it. And I have a deep appreciation. I realize I have nothing without you. Baruch Hashem says, oh, this guy really figured it out. He figured out what he's doing down here. Priyosech, now the Rabban says, he figured it out. Chaim Toivim L'Shalom, Ksiv V'Chsim Toivim, and a good day to you all.